Well, in some cases, I'm even sceptical of the methods of, if you like, anthropologists and sociologists, because I think one of the mistakes that we make, as opposed to anybody else, is that we've tend to get fixated on specific social categories. So we come in and we study, you know, the working class, or women, or Somali migrants, etc. And I think the advantages of the kind of material culture studies that I've done is really that you're cutting the social cake according to objects and the relationship to objects, which may not actually equate with those classic kind of sociological parameters. It may be that it's much more important is, you know, the difference between the people who drink this set of drinks and the people who drink that set of drinks. And that cuts across. But it's nevertheless a significant difference, which lots of other aspects of taste correlate with, that you have to try and understand in its own right. Now, the place where I suppose I've taken that to its extreme is London. And London lends itself to that, because I think London is an extraordinarily diverse and cosmopolitan place, where simply sort of plonking people into social categories, I think, is a failure to really engage with contemporary London altogether. So one of my techniques is to find streets in London. And one of the nice things about London is that most streets are fairly heterogeneous. You have really no idea who you're going to meet. And, you know, a gentrified house is next door, a kind of housing association. So incomes are mixed. Most streets are very, very mixed. And people from all over the world. I mean, a typical household, as it were, might be a migrant from somewhere in the Middle East married to a Norwegian. We have no idea. And by taking streets as my kind of sampling, as it were, and spending long periods of time, maybe 18 months, actually working on an individual street, so which is necessary if you're going to persuade people who obviously don't know you to take part in a project like this, you don't come with those kind of expectations that you can simply generalize people according to gender, class, and so forth. You allow the kind of key salient features that really matter in terms of cultural analysis to emerge from those people. And I've now done five studies based on kind of London streets, and I feel rather wedded, as it were, to this particular method, because it's radically different, not just from the likes of economists and psychologists, but also actually from the traditions of social science.